Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email, and we are most grateful for it because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more, messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. Have you ever been put off, P-U-T-O-F-F? You ever been put off? Or have you been put on, P-U-T-O-N? Well, let's see what the Apostle Paul says about these words. It's in the book of Colossians, so you may want to go there. If you do, take your time getting there. It's Colossians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now, there's a big word that begins this series of verses. If. I-F. If. The little word if indicates the need of a... Well, let's see what it indicates. If you, then, were risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, 1 through 3. If you then were risen with Christ, that means if you have the personal relationship with God, then you qualify for the remainder of those verses. We've got to consider our standing with God the Father and the assurance that we've been set free from our sin by the very blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for the remission of our sin. If you were risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And then he goes on with the put-offs. The put-offs. Therefore put off from your members that are on the earth fornication, uncleanness, evil passions, and desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming on the children of disobedience, in which also you also once walked when you practiced them. And that's verses 5, 6, and 7. Of that same passage, Colossians chapter 3. Those are strong words. They refer back to our life before we were saved, before we placed our faith in Jesus Christ, before we asked Christ to come into our hearts and our lives and to make us new creatures, new creations. The next thing we come to are two other important words. These are the words, but now. Now that we profess to have been changed, verse 8 says, but now you must also put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. And he went on to say there in verses 9, 10, and 11, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man and his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is no difference among people, but Christ is all and in all. Wow. But now. That's in exact contrast to the negative listing of items we've got to put off. Now we're given a new positive list. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness or perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be thankful. Let the word of God, word of Christ, dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's down through verse 16. Now, there's a contrast between the put-offs of verse 5 through 7 and the put-ons in verses 12 through 16. The Apostle Paul closes this section with these thoughts in verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So we put off the bad things of our life without Christ, our former life, and we put on all the good things that are now part of us because we are in Christ Jesus. So we know our sin nature, we know our struggles we've had in the past with the things of the world. Now we realize it's impossible on our own to stay away from those things. We need the power from above. And Christ promised us in Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, and you shall receive my power. Ye shall receive power, it says, to witness to me in all the world in Acts 1:8. So we can sing the hymn without any reservation, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. We have to put off the old life, put on the new life in Christ. Have you done it? You need to do it today, my friend. Heavenly Father, you are so wonderful to us. You have shown us your love in a measure beyond anything we understand by the sending of your Son to come and to be our salvation. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. We thank you for the love that's been shed abroad in our hearts. And we thank you for the opportunities of service you give us. We thank you for what we put off, and we thank you for what we put on. And we thank you that we are in Christ Jesus. Now, Father, we ask that you would guide us this day, use us this day, for your honor and glory, we pray. And we ask for your provision for these that are praying with us and for the ministry of WHCB and for ourselves as well. We need your provision. We can't bring it to ourselves. You must bring us what we need. And we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.